every time I step out of the house, I feel like I'm being a criminal or that I'm doing something so wrong. And actually, okay, yeah, I need to get my papers done, and I am trying to, but I'm not stealing from anyone. I'm not killing anyone. I'm not doing anything actually criminal or illegal to feel prosecuted, you know, to feel that every time I actually have to be looking over my shoulder and I have to be like, okay, who's around? Should I go there? Can I go there? Can I not go there? What should I do? What I shouldn't do? You know, and it's exhausting. It's more scary for me because I have my two kids here. And if something happens to me, then what's going to happen to them? We're not leaving our country just because we want a better life or we want more money, or no, we're leaving our country because we are starving and we are dying. We are literally dying, and people don't see that. You know, they think because news really don't come out as they should. So people actually think that it's not true what is happening, or that it's not as bad. But it really is. You have to be there. And every time you get out of the building you live, you can see at least 10, 15 kids eating up the garbage because they can't find food. Most of us, we just want to work. We don't want anything given to us. Just let me have a decent life because I need to help my family. And that they need to understand, this is just temporary. We will not stay here forever. We don't want to stay, nor in Aruba, nor in any country in the world forever. It's just temporary. We are waiting for our country to get back on its feet so we can go back. So, you know, it's just giving a hand for a while.